Children can be the most unsettling and challenging in the innocent questions they may ask. In the Bible, when God's people came to cross the River Jordan and enter the Promised Land, they found the river in spate and the floodplain a mass of tangled bushes and jungle growth. But in full flood, all that was covered by a raging torrent almost a mile wide. Why did God have them try to cross at that time? But God delights to show his might in the face of our utter helplessness. In doing so, we recognize his involvement and intervention. So, if there is to be a crossing, it will only happen because of his power and commitment. But happen it did. And God told Joshua to make a cairn, a memorial on the far bank when they crossed it, of the stones taken from the riverbed. All of us do forget. And with each generation, there's a lessening of the effect and the significance of what happened so long ago. The memory fades. The emotions cool about that great experience and deliverance of bygone days. And even when spoken about, the passing of the years is an obstacle to the sharing of that experience. But there is always the visual aid of the pile of stones to stir the memory of past days. And then there comes a little child who asks the question, "What do you mean by these stones?" So the door of opportunity is opened to tell of the wonderful deliverance by God, the display of God's power, the commitment of the Lord to the survival of the people and the nation. In that question and answer, there's a focus of attention back on important spiritual details. The people are reminded that blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. So today perhaps a little child will walk past the cenotaph. There they will be told about the procedures for the selecting of the soldier buried there. There they'll be told that there are no straight upright lines, there are no flat surfaces on the monument. They'll be told that Lutyens, the man that designed it, also built the gate at Thiepval. They'll be told of the Belgian slate covering the body, with another quote from the Bible. "They buried him among the kings because he had done good towards God and his house." But in the midst of all of that, a child may ask, "What do you mean by these stones?" There and then, all of us are turned back to think of the deliverance God gave us so long ago, and the debt we owe to him still for that goodness.